You're listening to Tarakki Talks.
Back on air with another podcast in our series, Tarakki Talks. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And as we dive into another very interesting fund structure today, we've got with us Mr. Bhavesh Garg, Director of VSN Financial Services, a wealth management firm based out of Chandigarh. Thank you so much, Bhavesh, for joining us today on Tarakki Talks.
Hi, Ahalya. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Okay, perfect. So with that enthusiasm, let's dive straight in, Bhavesh. To set the context for our listeners, the podcast is going to be focused right now on the ICICI Prudential Manufacturing Fund, right? We want to start by understanding why this fund even came about. Why have we really created a product specifically for the manufacturing sector? And how does this play into people's investment journeys?
So see, Ahalya, traditionally India has been an agrarian society, you know, everybody would agree with me on this. Agriculture, then it was services, and now, you know, we have multiple growth drivers, of course, in form of agriculture, services and manufacturing, you know, with the concentrated efforts by the government through initiatives like Make in India and Vocal for Local campaigns, along with production linked incentive, which is the PLI schemes. Manufacturing is the fastest emerging growth driver of our economy, and with diverse range of industries, including automotive, pharmaceuticals, textiles, electronics, manufacturing as a theme offers ample investment opportunity. As a means to provide investors access to this theme, given the potential for its high growth, mutual funds today offer manufacturing-based thematic funds. So this is the background. And if you really want to, you know, be in this growth story of manufacturing, of this the entire aura, this entire energy which belongs to manufacturing, you've got to be in this theme.
Thanks so much for kicking that off, Bhavesh, with that context. I think that's important, right, for everyone to pay attention to. Like you said, you know, if you want to be a part of the manufacturing growth story. So let's explore that a little bit more. What are the primary benefits of investing in a fund in this sector?
See, investing in ICICI Prudential Manufacturing Fund offers diversification across the thriving Indian manufacturing sector. So, of course, it taps into the potential high growth as well as the undervalued opportunities. The fund has the flexibility to invest across both cyclical as well as defensive sectors. Further, the fund can invest across large, mid and small cap companies, which help in balancing the entire portfolio. The fund is managed by seasoned fund managers who adopt a mix of top-down and bottom-up approach for sector and stock selection. So with ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund's expertise and research capabilities, investors can actually benefit from timely identification of promising and great opportunities which the sector has to offer.
Right. So Bhavesh, taking from that word opportunities that you just mentioned, right, I think for every investor and also for wealth managers in the country today, it's extremely important to keep an eye on funds that have potential, right? So could you talk to us a little bit about some of the external factors that support the growth of a fund like this one, both now, but in the medium and long term as well? Because it's important to really invest in a fund with potential.
Absolutely. So, you know, the external factors which support the growth of ICICI Manufacturing Fund include the government initiatives such as, you know, I've already talked about it, Make in India, Vocal for Local campaigns, along with the PLI schemes, which incentivize domestic production and investment in manufacturing. Economic reforms fostering ease of doing business contribute to a favorable business environment for manufacturing companies. Technological advancements and automation enhance productivity and competitiveness within the sector. Growing demand both on the domestic and international front for Indian manufactured goods further boosts the potential for this theme's long-term growth. Additionally, I would say, you know, infrastructure development and logistics day by day, as you've seen, the number of highways, number of good roads and the railway corridors which have been built by the government, it facilitates efficient supply chain management, benefiting manufacturing companies held within this fund.
Right. So Bhavesh, would you say that these external factors are predictive in some sense and also provide some kind of safety when it comes to a fund like this?
Yeah, I mean, if you see the overall dynamics, how India, how this fund, you know, the sectors and the companies in this fund is, you know, taking place, or, you know, they're rebalancing the portfolio. investors investing in this fund for a long term, willing to tolerate moderate to high levels of volatility for the potential of attractive returns, this fund would be good for them. I would say, you know, if you're coming in for a shorter tenure, I think this fund is not suitable for those people. But for people who actually wish to diversify their portfolios and side by side, they want to capitalize on India's economic growth story, may find this fund particularly appealing.
Okay, understood. And, you know, when it comes to investing in a new fund, one of the important aspects to always pay attention to is, of course, the risk analysis that must be done. So are there any risks that you see, you know, to investing in this sector or in the fund itself?
Yeah, so see, as we've already spoke, this is a thematic fund and, you know, the themes involving in this fund, which is manufacturing, these companies are likely to be impacted by the fluctuations in global and domestic economic condition impacting demand for manufacturing goods. Sector-specific risks are also there, such as regulatory changes, technological disruptions, and supply chain disruptions may affect individual holdings within the fund. Market volatility and liquidity risk also can impact the fund's performance, especially, you know, during the periods of economic uncertainty. Additionally, stock-specific risks such as poor management decisions or operational issues within portfolio companies can definitely impact the fund's performance. So I think predominantly these are the risks which are associated more or less with the thematic fund and particularly for the manufacturing companies which I have just now spoken. So all these risks pertain to this fund. So if you are risk averse to these type of risks, then I think this is a good fund for you.
Thanks for shining a light on that, Bhavesh. And, you know, to also understand a bit more about the fund's current positioning, right? And some key takeaways of a scheme like this one, could you maybe help us understand that a bit better?
Yeah, so as per the data, which was on 31st of March 2024, the fund is pretty overweight in sectors such as cement, oil, gas and petroleum products and auto ancillaries. Chemicals, building materials, of course, metals and minings and consumer durables are the pockets the scheme is underweight on. So, you know, the scheme can be considered by investors who seek benefit from diversification, potential capital appreciation and an opportunity to participate in India's economic growth story.
Right. That sounds like a pretty attractive opportunity, Bhavesh. And as we end today's podcast, one last question for you would be, you know, some key portfolio features that you'd probably like to shine a light on just to leave everyone on that good note.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking this question. I was really expecting this. So, you know, given the thematic nature of the fund, I think an investor gets access to the various subsectors within the manufacturing industry, aiming to capture growth opportunities while managing sector-specific risks. Employing a blend of growth and value investment styles, the fund targets growth potential while also seeking undervalued opportunities. You know, and additionally, I think the fund manager will aim to actively monitor and adjust the portfolio composition to capitalize on emerging trends, which is the need of the day, and work towards mitigating potential downside risk, which every investor wants. And finally, given the manufacturing as a theme, it's likely to play a very crucial role in supporting the GDP of our country. We believe this theme has the potential for capital appreciation over good long term. So, you know, if you are really bullish on this theme, this fund is exactly for you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bhavesh, for bringing both your energy and your insights to today's podcast on Tarakki Talks. It's been a pleasure really talking to you and understanding this exciting new fund a bit better. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, Alia. Thanks for the opportunity. And it was, you know, my pleasure to be on show. And thank you for hosting me. Have a good day.
Absolutely. More conversations like this one will come up on air, Tarakki Talks, everybody. So stay tuned for those. But in the meantime, I hope you've taken some good notes. This is an exciting opportunity. And if you're willing to explore, go for it. This is me, Ahalya, signing off. And yeah, catch you on the next podcast very soon.
You were listening to Tarakki Talks.